balancing efficiency with responsiveness while being resilient. Organizations often need to balance efficiency, least cost manufacturing and supply chain, with responsiveness. A third element, resilience, is important for either type of supply chain. Responsiveness implies being responsive to changing customer requirements. This can take the form of investing in customer service and/or agility. Supply chain agility is measured in SCORE DS registered trademark using metrics that basically measure an organization's ability to ramp up or down in production volume without a major impact on cost or organizational disruption. Since customer focus, agility, and resilience come with a cost, for example, redundant capacity, one cannot generally maximize both efficiency and responsiveness simultaneously. One also cannot ignore either factor entirely. An organization that competes on low cost will maximize efficiency, but will still need some amount of responsiveness to mitigate demand risk. An organization that is agile to large fluctuations in demand or to disruptions in the supply chain will still need some efficiency, or it will go out of business. The variables that differentiate efficient and responsive supply chains are inventory volume and demand uncertainty. As you review the following descriptions of the two types of chains, you may recognize and associate certain attributes that are integral to the production of different types of products. An efficiency-focused supply chain may have these attributes. Customer demand is stable and does not fluctuate significantly. There is low demand uncertainty. Forecasting error levels are manageable. There is little or no adaptation to changes in structures of markets. That is, the locations of demand and vendors do not change. There is a long product life cycle. Product introductions are infrequent or planned out well in advance. There is limited product variety. In an efficiency-focused supply chain, the supply chain manager works to proactively manage customer demand and may use time series forecasting methods to predict future demand. Customer orders are filled with inventory, and any unpredicted interruptions receive demand management attention to minimize their impact. A responsive supply chain may have these attributes. Customer demand is not stable and can fluctuate significantly. There is high demand uncertainty. Forecasting error levels can be significant. There is adaptation to changes in structures of markets. The locations of demand and vendors may change. It uses real-time systems for customer data and purchases. There is a short product life cycle. It may use multiple warehouses for close proximity to customers. It may maintain extra or redundant capacity in the form of geographically diversified operations or contracts with suppliers. It may use third-party transportation providers for speedy product delivery. It may require its manufacturers and suppliers to have a high degree of agility, ramping up or down without cost penalties. In a response-focused supply chain, the supply chain manager usually develops forecasts based on system flexibility and capacity cushions. A capacity cushion is extra capacity that is added to a system after capacity for expected demand is calculated. It is also called safety capacity or protective capacity. Extra capacity may also take the form of redundant manufacturing capabilities at different plants or contractually obligated backup suppliers to safeguard against supply failure risks or to shift capacity in response to demand. From a demand planning perspective, a responsive supply chain that has both high demand variability and sales volumes will probably focus on forecasting parts and components so that it can postpone final assembly until a customer order pulls production of the final product. Being solely focused on either efficiency or responsiveness has proven fatal for some companies. Most supply chains fall somewhere in between the endpoints of the efficient responsive spectrum. As supply chains strive to improve their performance based on the metrics that are important to their key audiences, they should also evaluate their ability to strike the right balance between efficiency and responsiveness. A supply chain should identify the appropriate level of service. Level of service is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a measure usually expressed as a percentage of satisfying demand through inventory or by the current production schedule in time to satisfy the customer's requested delivery dates and quantities. Implementing efficiency and responsiveness. How do you determine the best balance of efficiency and responsiveness for a specific supply chain? In the Harvard Business Review article, Triple S Supply Chain by Hao Li, the author states that intelligent organizations tailor their supply chains to the nature of the product markets for the optimum manufacturing scenario and best distribution capabilities, supply chain management needs to research and identify how to optimize the supply chain based on the types of products or product groups that are manufactured within the chain. What exactly do the customers value in terms of each purchase they make? Low price, convenience, customizable features. This question should have been answered during market research. The success of the supply chains of Gap Incorporated is a testimony that tailoring supply chains can be the right solution. Gap Incorporated, which owns three major brands, Old Navy, The Gap, and Banana Republic, has three separate but overlapping supply chains on three different continents in order to fit each one to the types of products it produces. The Old Navy brand targets cost-conscious consumers, and therefore its manufacturing and sourcing are located in China, where labor and material costs are lower. The Gap, which caters to more trendy buyers with midpoint prices, has its supply chain in Central America, where speed and flexibility are most important. Banana Republic draws customers who want better quality and are willing to pay for it, so its supply chain is located in fashionable Italy, where there's a plethora of finely made fabrics and fashions. Because it has these three supply chains, Gap Incorporated does have higher overhead, lower scale economies for purchasing and production, and higher transportation costs than if it had just one supply chain. Since these brands require different strategies, Gap also uses different supply networks. These networks can provide backup for each other if any experiences a disruption. Supply chain managers need to determine which type of supply chain is most appropriate for a particular product. It may require some data analysis to do this accurately. Exhibit 2-2 shows how supply chain types can be fitted to products based on volume and demand uncertainty. Exhibit 2-2, fit supply chain type to product. Organizations that focus primarily on efficiency may select a make-to-stock manufacturing strategy. Goods are produced and held in warehouse/retail locations before customer orders are placed. Organizations that focus on responsiveness may use a make-to-order manufacturing strategy. Goods are manufactured only after customer orders are placed, or an assemble-to-order strategy. Product components or modules are produced based on forecasts and are assembled when customer orders are placed. In addition to efficiency and responsiveness, modern supply chains also need to be proactive in regard to disruption risks, making either an efficient or a responsive supply chain agile enough to respond to risk is called making it resilient, making supply chains resilient. Once you identify where a product falls in regard to the variables of volume and demand uncertainty, you can research and identify potential changes that will enhance the fit of the supply chain to the product. But some researchers don't think that in itself will be sufficient. Author Lee states that although supply chain efficiency is necessary, it isn't sufficient proof that a company will outperform its competitors. He argues that in order to develop or maintain a competitive edge, supply chains also need to become agile, adaptable, and aligned with other entities in the supply chain. In other words, they need to become resilient. Supply chain resilience is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the ability of a supply chain to anticipate, create plans to avoid or mitigate, and/or to recover from disruptions to supply chain functionality. Authors Sheffy and Rice echo a similar message in their article, A Supply Chain View of the Resilient Enterprise. They point out that a company's resilience is determined by its competitive position and its supply chain's ability to be responsive to changes or disruptions. Companies that respond successfully to unpredicted disruption will reinforce their competitive advantage and gain market share. They can increase their resilience by building in redundancy or flexibility. Redundancy can also be created by establishing safety stock, using multiple suppliers, even when more expensive, and intentionally setting low capacity utilization rates. To increase an organization's flexibility, mechanisms or indicators need to be put in place that can sense threats and react quickly and accordingly. Efficiency-focused supply chains may have to avoid some of the more expensive resilience initiatives, but they cannot omit all of them. In summary, no matter what type the supply chain is, if the appropriate metrics and key performance indicators are being used and the supply chain fits with the market and the product requirements for the company, that supply chain has the potential to create a sustainable competitive advantage.